And we got Dr. Miller and Jody Perrett with Plastic Surgery Associates. Jody, that includes more than just Sioux Falls, right?
Absolutely. Dr. Miller does travel to Watertown, which is very good thing to know since you are in Watertown. We also go to Spencer, Iowa, and Dakota Dunes and Yankton.
Dr. Miller, when we start talking about sites outside of Sioux Falls, it's kind of important that they have the same kind of health care, the quality of health care that people get in Sioux Falls on Minnesota.
Oh, I agree. From the outpatient experience, it's almost exactly the same. As Jody was saying, I go up to Watertown once a month up there to Prairie Lakes Hospital. I have a clinic up there. Like I said, we do have a toll-free number. We also have your regular cell phone plan. You can call our number, and we can get you lined up if that's a more convenient to see up in Watertown. Obviously, we also have had a satellite clinic down for decades now, down in Dakota Dunes. We also go out to Spencer, Iowa, Yankton. So out and around, yeah.
All right, Jody, we're going to visit a little bit with Jennifer Bender in a minute from Prairie Lakes Hospital, and they're about to do a big addition that's going to happen this fall. But, you know, you've got the Dunes, you got Spencer, Iowa, you've got a lot of things going on, but I know there are two or three things that you always want to hit me on. One of those is making sure I've got my sunscreen on, Cool Sculpting, breast reconstruction, and men competing in the workforce.
Absolutely. We are specializing in all of the above, as well as, you know, breast reduction surgery and your cosmetic factors. So we are a well-rounded facility that can take care of a lot of different things that patients may need, including skin cancers, which you do see on a lot of the farm community from the years in the sun, not wearing a hat, not wearing sunscreen. So those are very important factors, or you may be seeing us, which we would love to see you, but we don't want it to be for those reasons.
Yeah, sometimes it might be one of those things where it seems a little bit weird to talk about a sun-related disease in the dead of winter and so forth. But the thing is, our office sees skin cancers every day of the week. I know a lot of the primary care providers out there are dealing with them on a daily basis. The dermatologists, I know, see them in the office by the score almost every day. So it's a year-round thing.
And Dr. Miller, we are constantly reminded by somebody that you're sitting beside that we need to take care of our skin, too.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think sunscreen, some of the recommendations said something like a sun protection factor or SPF. You see those numbers on these types of products of 15. I generally recommend a 30 for my patients, just to be careful about that. And I also have a lot of patients, they're increasing in number. They come up and talk about their tans. I had a lot of dedicated tanning bed types who have now switched over to a spray tan. And I say, oh, great, that's fantastic.
Even in the wintertime, you do need to protect your skin. Those awful rays do hit off of the pavement and off of the snow reflection, especially doing your outdoor winter sports. Make sure and wear your sunscreen.
Jody, Dr. Miller, thank you for keeping us healthy, and I want to make sure I don't have to come in for that surgery, so I'm being very careful with the skin cream.
Great.
Today, I hope you're keeping warm up there, so...
Well, yeah, below zero is a little tough, but we got a lot of people around, and it's quite the farm show. When you do 6 days, guys, that's a lot. So we appreciate you spending time. You guys got to do a little work, I understand, downstairs, cutting a message or two around, because we want people to understand the importance of what you do at Plastic Surgery Associates.
Yeah, thanks a lot.